You're listening to Band Geek with Richie Castellano on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
Hey guys, Richie here. This is episode 2 of the Band Geek podcast. We recorded this one back in early April. This one was crazy because we did 3 very different songs, and I think they were all Facebook requests. The last one that we did, the one we closed the show with, is really tough. It's one of the toughest songs I've ever had to play, but totally worth it. I think it came out pretty good. I want to thank everybody because last week we just launched the show and we cracked the top 200 of the iTunes music podcast section. That is very exciting for us. Thank you so much. Thanks for subscribing. If you haven't, go to riotcast.com and subscribe. Leave us comments. Send us questions. You can contact me on Facebook at Richie Castellano or on Twitter at Rich_Castellano. So keep the requests coming. Keep the questions coming. Thanks for supporting us. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the show. Welcome to the what is this called again? Welcome to the welcome to the Band Geek Podcast. Woo! I'm Richie Castellano, and joining me today is my co-host Jarrett Pressman.
What up, bitches?
My cousin Phil Castellano, who's also playing bass.
What's cracking?
Okay. That's good. I was gonna make fun of you, but that's good.
No, go for it. What are you gonna say?
No, it's good. I like that. What's cracking? Your thing.
What were you going?
What's up? What's cracking?
On drums is Andy Ascalise.
What's going on?
Oh,
check 1 2. I'm Andy. Check 1 2.
Oh, wow.
We have what's up? What's cracking? What's going on?
And yeah. Well, on vocals is my wife Anne Marie.
What up, guys?
And sitting in today is Andy's wife, Brandy.
Woo!
Hello.
Let's start off right with a request. Do you remember who requested this?
It was Frankie Italiano.
No, he didn't request this.
Oh.
You're the worst. You have one thing to do on this show, and it's to know who requests Facebook.
Go home, you're drunk.
Wasn't it someone with 3 names or something?
Nobody.
This song, the first song?
Yeah, Neon Nights. Who requested? You make me ruin the surprise every time. And this is, we've done this twice, and so far every time. So look at me saying every time like we've been doing this for months.
We have been doing it for months.
Richie won't let us leave the basement.
We have been doing this for months.
It's been 3 months now.
I'm gonna share some of the magic here, the Band Geek magic. We've been practicing with doing practice podcasts, and they've all been awful. And they're finally not awful, and we're happy enough to release them to people. So
let's be clear. They're not awful. They're less awful.
They're less awful than they were.
I don't remember who requested Neon Nights. I only have the list of the other two.
It was like a serial killer name or something.
John Philip Sousa.
That's who it is. This goes out to John Philip Sousa.
Well, there goes one fan.
Anne-Marie's going to sing this song. She's a little under the weather today, God. So she's just going to sing this, and then we're going to let her go. So, all right, here we go. Neon Nights. You guys ready?
Let's do it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
discussed the ending, did we?
Was it two or three times?
I don't remember. Thank you, Amory. Go get some rest.
I'm all sweaty now.
We're going to send her out with Soft Kitty because she's sick.
Ooh, Soft Kitty. Oh, my God. What key is Soft Kitty in?
Soft Kitty.
Right. C. Ready? Here we go.
Soft kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur. Happy kitty, sleepy kitty, purr, purr, purr.
You can't hear anything, Phil?
I can't hear me.
You should sing it in rhyme.
Do you want more of you?
I want more of me.
What happened to your voice?
Where is my voice? Wait.
Hello.
Hey.
Is that better for you? Can you hear something now?
That is a little better. Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. Well, because when we were rehearsing a little bit, you were very loud before.
Oh.
So now.
Now I'm talking voice.
Yes. Okay, so that was one of our Facebook requests. Oh, Facebook request. Shit. No, Facebook request. The song you wrote.
That was a Facebook request?
That was a Facebook request.
Was that?
No, that was our opening song. We didn't get to Facebook request.
Oh, that was a Facebook request.
Okay.
There's one note in the song, Phil.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was. I searched in 12 places and I couldn't find the notes.
What
I found
is it.
It's A.
What's
A.
Who's buzzing now?
The first letter of the alphabet.
Oh, it's you.
It's A.
So now you're holding out. No, never mind. You're killing me today, man. Killing me.
Whatever, man.
We just started. What are you talking about?
Yeah. So what are you guys up to? What's been going on? Nothing, huh? I'll tell you what I've been up to. If you go on
podcast.
If you go on YouTube and you type in Zounds, that's ZZOUNDS, you're gonna see all the reviews I've been doing, and there's some really cool ones. If you're a guitar player, there's reviews for the Pod HD 500X, and there's reviews for the Marshall 40-watt combo, the DSL 40C, I think. There's also the PV6505 Plus. I've been doing a lot of these.
You got all those letters and numbers in the correct order, I think.
You know what's funny? Today I was doing a video for the Universal Audio 610 Mark II. This is a music podcast.
It's
I can classic. Talk about that, right?
It's classic.
It is.
Yeah, the old equipment. Mark II.
Oh, wow.
I would love to give Jarrett that because I want to see what he could come up with. But the Mark II, it's a 610 Mark II. What it is, it's a channel strip. It's a tube channel strip all in one. So what I did is I plugged like a Neumann microphone into it, and we recorded the actual audio from the video. And I had to stop myself because I kept talking like George Takei in the middle of the video. I swear to God, I was going like, here we go. This is the Universal Audio 610 Mark II. This classic all tube microphone preamp and channel strip. Oh, fine. This is the Universal Audio. I can't talk and play though. We've established this last time that I can't do those two things at the same time. So, yeah, I've been doing that, and that's a lot of fun. Another thing I've been doing is I've been listening to a lot of music because some of these Facebook requests have been inspiring me as I'm learning the songs to go back and listen to this stuff.
Didn't you also say that you've been reading instruction books for pieces of gear you've had for years?
Yeah, that too. Well, because I did another video on my own YouTube channel for the Pod HD 500, which is what I use. I mean, a lot of people ask me what I use on the road with BOC. And, you know, I have like the Angle amp and I have the TC stuff, which I love. But the problem is I can't put that in my suitcase.
Right.
So what I do when I'm on the road is I use a pod. And I'm actually using a pod right now to do the podcast.
Hey. That's it. I'm leaving. Here's me leaving.
You know, you should have been a Foley artist, man.
Slam. I'm not here. I left. Those are my feet sounds.
So
not even my footsteps, my feet sounds.
Right.
No, that's
right. I use a Pod HD 500 live, but I use it through Matrix Audio power amp. So if you're like a guitar gearhead, you'll know what that is because that's like the thing that everybody uses the Fractal Axe FX through. It's that like it's a 6-pound 500 watt aside stereo power amp, but solid state, and it's great because we can bring it on planes with us.
Right.
I mean, I also have the VHT 252. I know you love that thing.
Yeah, I'm looking for one on eBay.
Andy lusts after my 252.
It's
how does he tell you about it?
Yeah,
it makes everything sound awesome.
Is that now, just is that pillow talk?
Oh yeah,
man,
absolutely.
I really want that 252.
Brandy, I like your phone sex voice.
I can't not do it.
Get closer to Mike and do it.
Tell us about the 252.
What do you want me to talk about?
Oh my god!
Wow.
Hold on.
I've been really trying, baby.
I wish I knew anything about this piece of gear you're speaking of.
Poor Phil. Phil, we'll get... Okay, you know what?
One day you'll be...
Cheat sheet.
I'm sorry, he didn't know we were doing that.
It's fine.
Aren't there six notes in the bass scale?
Wow.
Let me show you, the chords. Let me show you the okay. Let's get it on, okay?
All right.
Let's get it on.
Right. And let's preface, the only reason anyone out there might want to learn this song is purely for a joke.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
We just...
Or unless you're Barry Jive in the Uptown Five.
So it's E-flat major 7, G minor. I think it's A-flat major 7.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Then B flat with an A flat, like the R&B chord.
Yep.
That, you're playing The Price is Right when you make a mistake. Is that what that was?
That's my second.
Here we go. Here we go. So let's, okay, in honor of Brandy's phone sex voice, here we go. One, two, three.
I've been really trying, baby. Trying to get that feeling for so long. And if you feel like I feel, sugar, come on, let's get it on. Let's get it on. Let's love, sugar.
You know, we're all sensitive people.
I must say that I've been playing with Richie for so long, and we've done so many gigs. We've done so many shows together and so many cover gigs, and we've probably played that song so much. Purely for a joke.
Up to that point, I don't know the rest of the song.
Right, that's it.
Because past that point, you have to commit to the whole entire song.
Yeah, and that's it. And then I have no voice. Yeah, you know, I saw my friend John Biscuti has a band called Man Down, and they changed my life because before I saw them, I used to learn every part of every song.
Right.
And then I saw them play, and they only do verse, chorus, and then medley into another song. So the thing is, like, in one set, they'll do 90 songs.
Okay.
But awesome. The thing is, I love that, because right. I don't have to know what the words are, the second verse.
That bridge
I don't have
part.
To know that fucking bridge. I don't have to learn the solo. It's great. But, you know, because it's like, it's an attention span thing now.
Right.
Because when you go to a bar, you want to hear, oh, I love this song. Okay, I'm done.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's true.
That's what the DJ does.
Well, you know what? Who was that comedian we were watching?
Oh, Bo Burnham.
Bo Burnham?
Yeah, Bo Burnham.
Look, did you guys ever see Bo Burnham?
Uh-huh.
I've never felt so old in my entire life than watching him.
Why?
Because it's like ADD comedy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, well, like, what was one of the jokes he did?
What, sluts? Sluts? Is that it?
Like, there was, like, he just went from, like, one thing to another so fast, and it was, like, I can't keep track. I was, like, I feel old now. I finally feel like an old man watching him play.
Richie's used to comedy where they're, like, so I woke up, and I went to the store, and on my way there, I saw a tree. And I don't know why I'm doing, like, Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby and Mitch, what's his name?
Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. You're doing a nice
Bill Hedberg.
Yeah.
They're both dead.
It's that,
wow. Moment Bill Cosby's not dead.
He no, but his career is.
Oh, no, it isn't.
No, that's it's not. Terrible. Oh, God. I 3 years ago saw him in Chicago. When was I in Chicago? 5 years ago?
I think 3 years ago.
No, and he did a set at the Chicago Theater for like 2.5 hours without taking a sip of water. And it was the most amazing, funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Bill?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was like, there's one of his original albums, which is
to wrestle with my brother with whom I slept. It's amazing, and it's like 15 minutes on the B side, and it's just him doing a bit where he's talking to his brother and they're both trying to go to sleep. And it's just it's so fucking, if you're a comedy nerd and you haven't heard that album, download it or pick it up. I have the vinyl, it's amazing.
Do you have a vinyl player?
Not anymore.
Are you a hipster now?
Oh my God. I broke it.
And he's wearing Ray-Bans too. He's totally a hipster.
I need these to see. I use them for vision.
And your shirt's 20 years old.
we did a video for...
Hey, are you a hipster?
I'm wearing a... No, I don't go to... What'd you say? Cheese parties?
Jared buys his shirts 20 years ago.
Artisanal cheeses. No, I don't wear a winter hat. I don't have 5 jobs at 5 different coffee shops. I don't have a bike that I like to walk down the street.
Here's the worst hipster joke I ever made.
Oh, no.
I was going to pick up Andrew Gearhart, our friend who lives in Williamsburg. And I picked him up, and it was a guy walking down the street. And I said to Andrew, I wonder how his film is going.
Do you want to hear a joke that I read on the bottom of a Dixie cup?
Sure.
Do you know how much?
Wait, they have jokes on the bottom of Dixie cups.
They still have Dixie.
That's where Muff got his whole stand-up routine.
Yep. I just read off Dixie cups and popsicle sticks. It was how much does a hipster weigh?
Yeah.
An Instagram.
Oh, that's
pretty good.
That's terrible. Do you know? Wait, can I say something funny? There was one day I was picking you up from the airport from you were coming in from a BOC gig.
Yeah.
And the BQE was closed because it was the New York City bike tour, mm-hmm. and I had to take the streets through Brooklyn, and it was the most. It was like Epcot Center, but it was like. It was like I went through a Chinese neighborhood, then the next was a little Italian neighborhood, but then right in the middle was the Hasidic Jews and the hipsters all in the same neighborhood. It's the most amazing
cross-section. That's like where Andrew lives.
I know, but it's the most amazing cross-section, but it was like if Epcot Center had a hipster district.
That's why
it's coming.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of people
based on
feel
Mickey
this
Mouse
way.
Ears and it's just one's like curled over.
New York is a melting pot, so to say.
When I was in college, I felt like I went to Purchase in 1999, and I felt like I was there at the whole birth of the hipster thing. Like when I first went to Williamsburg post 2004,
right?
You know what I mean? I saw those people. I was like, this looks like the campus
right.
at Purchase. You know what I mean? This looks like all these people moved there. But I just remember there was one Halloween where I was okay. It was 1999. Halloween, or no, 2000 Halloween.
Were you a Jedi?
Yes, of course. This is where
Halloween question. Any no. Halloween? What were you last Halloween?
Jedi. But this is where it started. This is where it started. I'm telling the whole.
Were you two Halloween?
This is a Jedi. This is the origin. Shut up. This is the origin story. All right. Oh, what the fuck, man? Hold on.
Wow. What kind of a laugh was that?
I'm trying to tell you the origin story of the Jedi costume.
Oh my God, that's
the best. That wasn't a laugh. That was like a rape cry.
No means no.
No means no.
Okay, I'm done.
God damn it.
They all wanted separate sandwiches.
All right, here's the Emery's back. She's sick, but she's sitting on the stairs and looking at us. I'm sorry, honey. You sang really nice before, though. Couldn't even tell you were sick. Oh, I got the finger. I'm sorry.
We got the finger for singing you soft, Kitty. Terrible.
I don't know if she heard that.
I'm missing all
the fun. Oh. I'm missing all the fun.
Okay, so here's the origin story of the Jedi costume. I was at...
It was 1977.
George Lucas made this movie called The Star Wars.
The year was 1977.
Yeah. Why are you saying it's 1977 as a 1930s movie?
Yeah, why are you
saying? The year was 1977. George Lucas made a film about outer space.
Have you been watching the Clone Wars? Yeah, because the Clone Wars starts like that.
Does it?
There's like a 1930s or 40s announcement.
Turmoil
has engulfed the Galactic Republic. You know. All right. Let me tell my freaking story. It's a good story, damn it. Okay. So anyway.
It was 1999, Purchase College, New York.
Oh my God.
It was 1999, Richie was dressed as a Jedi because he was single and alone.
Wow.
Now he's married and still dressed as a Jedi.
Okay, all right.
To be fair, I have a Ghostbusters jumpsuit in the car.
Just in case. Just in case. Okay, all right. So, 1999, episode 1 came out. At the time, we were very excited about it when it came out. Stop playing Sing Sing Sing. I'm trying to tell a story over here. We thought it was the coolest thing. I think I saw episode 1 in the theaters 11 times. I thought it was awesome. I didn't realize till later that it wasn't awesome. But at the time, I was like, this is great. Look at that Jar Jar guy. He's the shit. So anyway.
That's an easy pick.
So me and my friend Chris Kuffner wanted to go.
I'm not getting any stock advice from you.
Yeah. Me and my friend Chris Kuffner, we'd said, oh, we're going to go as Jedi. So we, his aunt made him a Jedi robe that was like legit looking, right? And she sewed him like this, the tunic and everything. I ordered one from like Ruby's. It was like $20. No, I got like monk robe from the Halloween store.
And
had to cut it to make it open. You know what I mean? Right. He had this like badass, like awesome robe that hung the right way. And also he's like tall and kind of fit. And I was like short and squat, or and squatter than I am now.
Squatter.
You know what I mean?
Whoa, what do you think? Some kind of Jedi?
Yeah, exactly. The fat Jedi.
Obi-3 Kenobi.
Yeah. Phil's on fire. So that
make
was
fun of me all day. It's my turn.
That wasn't all. Like I went. I had a lightsaber that Andy built for me out of plumbing parts.
Oh, I remember that lightsaber.
Yeah. It's awesome. I'm very proud of that lightsaber that I did nothing for, that Andy did everything for.
No, we went to Home Depot and picked out all these parts.
Let me tell you, I spent about $300 building that. I could have bought Mark Hamill's lightsaber. I could have called him up and say, can I buy your lightsaber? Anybody like, yes, $300, fine. I built a shitty lightsaber for $300. But anyway, Chris got like a Dremel. And he was in his room like Luke Skywalker with the little light on, like trembling his lightsaber. It looked awesome. So,
I wish that scene was in the movies.
Yeah. Halloween comes, and now Purchase College, it was hipsters, there was a lot, and also hippies. There were like a lot of people who would wear kind of...
It's college.
Yeah. But like at Purchase, a lot of people were very expressive, and they would wear like, they would wear costumes to class every day. Like one girl would dress like a bumblebee and that's what she'd wear to class, and it was like kind of okay, you know, no one said anything because it was like, it was an artist community. So we're like, wow, if these guys are crazy on like normal days, Halloween they're gonna go nuts, right? But and it's gonna be awesome because we're gonna have fucking Jedi costumes and we're gonna look sick, right? So we get dressed up. We look badass. We got our lightsabers, our robes. We walk out of our dorm room.
You're feeling like...
We're feeling like Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin Skywalker. We're like we could kill anybody.
Wait
till
they see us.
Wait till they see us. We go out, nobody dressed up. It's ironic, get it?
It's ironic.
So Chris goes to the middle of campus and yells at the top of his lungs and goes, what the fuck is wrong with you people? It's Halloween! Now you don't dress up? And there's a girl walking by. You wore wings to class yesterday. Today is Halloween. And so we felt like big doofuses because we were the only people on campus in costume on Halloween. But anyway, then the next year came. And since I spent $300 on my lightsaber, I felt that I had to get my money's worth. I did the math. I said, I have to go as Obi-Wan Kenobi for the next 15 years to make this Halloween costume cost effective. But then over the years, I upgraded the robe.
So next year is the last Halloween.
Next year, I can stop wearing that. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go as something else. So Andy...
Wait, what are you going to go as?
I don't know.
A Sith Lord this time.
Yeah, I'm going to get a black robe in the same fucking costume. But for Andy and Brandy's wedding, Andy and Brandy had the most fun wedding ever in New Orleans. And Andy tells me like 2 days before we had to leave.
Like,
oh,
15
yeah.
Minutes.
There's like a costume parade.
I ain't saying costume parade.
And we're all going as like circus, like what was the term you used?
Folk? All my friends and I have like this reputation of doing terrible group costumes.
Right.
So it was a vintage circus gone awry.
Right. Like
so
a gothic
my friend
circus
was
almost.
Like the trapeze artist that got hung by the trapeze. I was the lion tamer that got attacked by the lion. Cindy was the apple, the girl with the knife thrower.
Oh, yeah.
The apple through. Yeah, but no one knew what we are. And no one ever knows what we are.
So Andy calls me up the 2 days before.
The group costumes.
Oh, you were the ringmaster.
I was the ringmaster. That whatever.
No one knew that.
I thought you looked great.
But the funniest thing is that you plan these group costumes, and you say, oh well, you know, once we're together, everyone will know who we are.
No, they won't.
No, they never do.
Well, you know what's funny?
Together or apart, it doesn't matter.
When you said hippie in the green shirt, oh, it's the mystery machine.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But when you said circus, me and Amory went like, duh. Joker and Harley Quinn. Let's go. Let's do it, right? Okay. And we're like, but it's 2 days before we have to go. Forget it.
We're already at the airport, and all we have here is Hudson City News.
So I went as a Jedi again because of that. But I was...
But those boots.
Those boots. That's what I wanted to talk about. The only thing that was missing from my Jedi costume was boots. I never had like the right Jedi boots. And Amory, it was like 2 days before we had to leave, and I said, Amory's like, just go as a Jedi again. You know you want to. I said, yeah, but my boots suck. I don't have real boots. I have these stupid, like, shoes that I put these, like, vinyl boot tops on.
They're like spats.
And she's like, then buy boots. I was like, nah, I don't know. She goes, let me see the boots. So I showed her a picture online. She goes, I know where to get those boots. I was like, you know where to get those boots? She goes, yeah. So she takes me to DSW, women's department, boots. Exactly. I'm like, these are girls' boots. She's like, how do you know they're not wearing girls' boots?
Yeah.
So she got me the girls' boots that were totally legit Jedi boots. Not so comfortable, but...
Because they were ladies'
shoes. Because they were ladies' shoes.
Because they had a zipper up the side?
No, because ladies' shoes look good, but they don't feel good.
You have to walk heel toe. That's how you walk in ladies' shoes.
Well, I got blisters on the back of both of my feet. And
you didn't break them in.
And Brandy's sister Christy was nice enough to pull band-aids out of her purse, and I had to, like, I was such a lame Jedi, I had to like sit on the stoop and take my boots off and put band-aids on my
It's okay, all the girls understood what you were going through.
I bet Obi-Wan Kenobi knows what it's like too.
Obi-Wan Kenobi would have had a pair of Peds and a pair of comfortable shoes to wear. On this topic, we've talked about this before. You have money is not an option. Money is not a factor.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you want to wear for like a costume?
Halloween?
Or Halloween, Comic-Con, something like that.
Thursday.
Well, see, the problem is the stuff I like doesn't exactly match my body type. So, I mean, there's a whole cosplay debate here about, you have to dress to body type, but that's not really cool. Like, you should wear what you want to wear. So, if I dressed to my body type, I'd have to be Super Mario every year.
Oh, now you're getting it.
Wow. Shut up. You'd be Luigi, asshole.
I so would. I so would.
Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie.
Why haven't we done a dual costume?
I don't know, because I'm married now.
Aww. Because he's still getting his 15 years out of his Jedi costume.
Yeah, I have to. I did the math. I have to every time I spend more money, like the boots, I have to wear another year.
Yeah, but how much did those boots cost?
It was $75.
That's another year.
That's like at least another year. But okay, so I would love like a legit Batman costume.
Sure. Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I love the Nolan costume, but I mean like the one that the one they have like Arkham Asylum,
the video game version. Yeah. So it's like it's kind of like material, but it's kind of like a thick armor.
Yeah.
Right, you have a broad chest though.
I have a broad chest.
No, that's not true. You are very barrel chested.
You're very barrel chested.
Can you say it again like that? A little slower this time.
And all then right, spit on me.
Let's do another Facebook request. Now you said you had one, and it was who's this one by?
Okay, we have a Facebook request. We have two, so we're gonna do one now. This was requested by Hugh Anthony Craig.
That's not a real person.
Yes, it is.
Is that a face? One of your Facebook friends?
It's one of your Facebook friends. It's your Facebook.
Right. That's three first names.
And it's that's three two, first three first names. It's in a row.
Three first names.
No, Craig is spelled Craegg.
Okay,
that's just made up.
I wrote that down.
That's so basically, here's the problem. When Jared's in charge of sifting through the Facebook requests. He can.
He goes
he has
by
the power.
Name, not
the,
by song.
He has the power. The power to do this.
He has
so
a lot
what?
Of power.
What song did Hugh Anthony Craig request?
Hugh Anthony Craig
requested that we do Power of Love.
He only picks the songs of the names he wants to say. Yeah, did he
this request? This is true. You didn't make any sort of factors or barriers for me to.
He says, what name do I want to say out loud?
Facebook request. He just tells you what song he wants you to play.
Okay, well let's try this. Mr. Who would you, Anthony Craig, like to sing this song?
Hugh Anthony Craig requested me specifically.
Oh, okay.
To sing this song.
Banging has been reduced to Jared Pressman's karaoke backing band.
You know what? These past two songs have been like your favorite movies.
No, it's from a favorite period. Back to the Future, I like, though.
Okay, wait. Before we start, the whole point of this is I want people to be able to play along. All right, so
why are you reprimanding us?
We're
not telling you what to do.
Sorry, last time we played songs first, then explained them. So basically, if you want to pick up your guitar and jam, go ahead.
Well, why don't you tell us the chords for this?
Yeah, song? Now this is actually also we're gonna have to put the keyboards in later because we're down a person today. So we'll put the keyboards in after. Okay, so the guitar. I think that's it. I'm doing this from memory. So it's like a C minor chord. I'm on the third fret.
There's the layoff. There, here we go.
So I'm doing, you know when you're like on the third fret of a bar chord? So I'm third fret C minor, and sometimes you take off everything but the bar. So I'm going back and forth between that. Then I go to an F chord. And sus that, or you can do B flat. So, right? So that's like a C, and you're doing pretty much like C minor to F.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
okay, now that's the verse. The chorus is it's power chords. So it's C power chord. Now, this is something interesting. A lot of people think power chords are just, root five. Sometimes you could do these inverted power chords, which are really cool, and like you'll hear them in a lot of different styles of music. Basically, what I'm doing is I'm taking a C chord, and I'm only playing the first and the third, C and G. But then what I'll do is I'll invert it. The first and the fifth, C and the G. Then I'll invert it, and I'll put the third in the bass. So I hold on to that C, and I play the open E. So. Then I go to an F power chord, G. Then I do this, which is I'm playing a B on the A string and a G on the D string. And that's a first inversion G power chord, or that can be called G with a B in the bass. What, you want to add something to this, Andy?
No, it's just like that.
Now the part
those first inversions and stuff, that's like a keyboard thing. Yeah. I think that you see more. So like this, that comes about in the song where like the keyboard's pretty dominant.
Right.
That's probably why it's like that.
The other thing I want to talk about really quick is the bridge. The bridge has awesome chords.
Yeah.
So it's E flat, then G with a D in the bass, C minor, F. A flat major 7th, E flat with a G in the bass, A flat major 7th, E flat with a G in the bass, A flat major 7th, then, G sus, G, then back to the rest of the tune. So yeah, it's funny because I love that part. That's like my favorite part of the song, but I always wanted Michael McDonald to sing that. Like, you know how Michael, in the 80s, Michael McDonald would just pop up on other people's songs? Like, why isn't he on that song? Like, they say that all in all is better. Oh, but you don't care. So, that would be awesome. All right, enough fucking around. Let's play it. You ready, Muff?
I am ready. I'm looking at the lyrics on my Gray's Sports Almanac.
Oh, God.
iPad case.
All right, let's stand up.
All right, so I'm going to be truthful. I've made multiple Facebook and Twitter profiles so I can just request songs. And then I pick them. So I don't really know why I had to do the extra steps.
You didn't.
I could have just been like, oh, this was on your request. Oh, you didn't see it? It's buried in there somewhere.
Who is Hugh
He's made the Facebook request. If your fans want to know who he is, they'll JFGI.
Fine.
That's it. That's a Google it. Just fucking Google it.
Oh, I thought it was go fuck yourself.
That's GFY.
Yeah.
JFGI is Nicole Pignatelli.
I'm not down with all your acronyms.
I'm sorry.
I like Jif peanut butter.
All right, let's do this. Here we go. Ready, guys?
Eat some peanut butter.
Oh, here we
anytime
go.
You can, but only if it's Peter Pan.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Another man sing, change your heart to a little white dove. More than a feeling, that's the power of love. Tougher than diamonds, rich like cream, stronger and harder than a bad girl's dream. Make a bad one good, make a wrong one right.
Power of love. You feel the power of love.
awesome.
No, I fucked it up in the middle.
Why? No, that was funny.
No, it was good.
No. I think you said that you did while we were playing.
I know, but it's just like, I was like, Richie has this tendency that if he fucks something up,
we stop.
We'll stop and we'll start over. I go, oh, wait, I fucked that up. And he's just like, you know, it doesn't matter.
I just hang on. Play through it.
I'm a professional musician. My livelihood depends on this. You're a comedian. If it's funny, it's great.
Nope.
No? It doesn't work like that?
Nope. Terrible.
Sorry, what?
He just flipped me off. He just told me to get out. You guys can't see this.
None of that actually happened.
Do you have a tech tip this week?
Nah. you know.
All right, well, I'm gonna give you one. Let's do a tech tip.
I set up like 10 guitars
Richie's,
today.
Richie's tech tip?
This is for Phil's tech tip. I'm gonna throw him a curveball. Ready?
It's time for Phil's tech tip.
All right, Phil, I just bought this guitar. See, this is me using the podcast time poorly. Phil,
oh, wow.
I just bought this guitar and the action's kind of high. I bought a Martin Backpacker because Buck Dharma plays one of these backstage, and I kind of wanted one of my own to take on trips with me. So how would you – now, this has no truss rod, correct?
Look at this. Oh, yeah.
So how are you going to know it's
actually,
being honest if there's no trust drive?
We need a flashlight. Do you have a flashlight out here?
Let's turn the light on. Hold on.
Everyone has a flashlight.
Doesn't everybody have a flashlight on their phone?
Oh, I just
let me get my flashlight.
Yeah, so I bought this from somebody, this Martin Backpacker guitar. It's like, it looks like a Bodor. And I got one because Buck plays one and Buck's cool. So, no, but I like it because it's very thin and you could bring it on a plane with you. It's not like a huge deal to carry it around. And I wanted something to play when I go on vacation.
Just stick your finger in there.
I don't think there is a truss rod in it.
That's not what she said.
Oh. Hey, Phil, while you do that, can you explain what a truss rod does and explain it to me as well? Because I'm still fuzzy on it.
Oh, did you say truss?
Truss.
Well,
truss.
A lot of guitars have a metal bar going through the center of the neck.
Right.
And what that allows you to do is maintain the neck, keep the neck as straight as, you know, as you would like it. Because some people actually like a little bit of bow in it, you know, like a little bit of
right.
bow in the neck.
I mean, what that means is there's, if the strings
are... A little curve.
Yeah, the strings are always straight.
Yeah.
Because they're being held taut from the nut to the bridge. But the neck sometimes, in relation to the strings can sometimes do like a bow or a hump.
Yes.
So yeah. So I mean,
and
the other part is that if you didn't have a rod in there to adjust it, then the weather will throw your guitar
exactly.
neck out of whack, and then you'd
right.
be useless.
Like, a lot of classical guitars don't have a truss rod.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. So I kept that humidified overnight,
yeah, yeah.
but it's not
we
that
could probably
bad.
Bring. I don't see a truss rod, but we could probably bring the bridge down.
Does that look like it's plastic to you?
Actually,
that's not bone, right?
Yeah, it's plastic.
Okay, so like, can we put that on the sander and?
You can try it.
So this is the time where I ask Phil to fix my guitars.
You can try it.
I never realized how dirty instruments sound.
But then again,
there's nuts and rods and bones.
I've seen a couple of
tautness.
These. And the action is usually, you know,
kinda
not
high.
The greatest, you know.
Yeah, but I just want to.
I recommend maybe custom lights. And trying to bring it down a little bit.
Custom light strings.
Yeah, custom light strings.
So let's do light strings and maybe file.
No, custom lights is different.
What's the difference?
A little thinner.
What is custom lights? Tell me what
custom
the gauges.
What are the gauges on custom lights? I'm not a.
No, but so
I also think you should get some
custom
lights.
What's a standard
lights.
Acoustic string like 11s?
I thought he meant lights.
Yeah, like actual lighting.
So what's custom lights then?
See, what are the custom lights? I'm not sure what the custom lights are.
No, but is it like a 10 and a different?
I think so. I think it's like,
it's like a light top, heavy bottom.
I use my Taylor that you play has custom lights.
So if you bring down, if you lower the string gauge, because that's putting less tension on the guitar, it'll unbow.
It's possible. Actually, that's a very good point. Because if you put a thicker gauge on it, it might pull the neck
more forward.
Because
it's pulling the
bow. So if you put a lighter
right.
gauge string on and bring the action down with the bring the nut down a little bit, that could probably straighten out over time. Humidify it.
Can you please bring that home with you and do that?
Ooh,
are you going to Sword Tomo?
I'm a little swamped this week. No, I can totally do it.
All right, thank you.
And that was Phil's tech tip for the
yeah.
week.
Oh, <he's>, never mind.
Play on the
guitar. Play on the guitar.
I was doing it.
He's doing it. He was doing it. Leave him alone. He's holding the bass on his lap.
I just play it down there. She's
I was just thinking for a comedic.
Right, mute the bass, damn it. Okay. So, okay, yeah. So I bought this from a guy who had it used online, and I met up with him, and I'm going on vacation for 2 weeks in to Hawaii, and I'm not used to relaxation.
That is very true.
Yeah, I don't really enjoy it. I don't.
Tell him to relax.
Why don't you relax?
Oh, can you say why don't you relax, baby?
Why don't you relax, baby?
Oh my God!
Whoa. Can you say Frankie says relax?
Nope.
So I figured I should at least have a guitar with me if I want to like just noodle around. So I saw this. I bought it from this guy, and he goes, you know, I went on vacation with my wife for 2 weeks, and I said, there's no way I'm going away without a fucking guitar. And I said, that's why I'm buying this. So I'm going to bring this on vacation, then sell this to the next guy who has to go to some boring location.
With his wife.
Oh, you have to go to tropical paradise with your wife. I'm so sorry.
Because God knows there's nothing in
Hawaii. Is there Wi-Fi?
You don't know.
You don't know. Oh, my God.
I said miners, not miners.
Miners, not miners.
You sound like you're from London.
Oh, and this is where we just quote things. So, bad impression.
All right, it's getting to be that time now. Let's take one more.
Well, it's a Facebook request, but it's also
Bangy Conkers.
Bangy Conkers. Ooh. Nice.
Cool. That was good. That was Bangy Conkers.
Okay.
I feel so terrible that's not Amory and I can't do that. Like, it's just terrible. I miss you, Amory.
Amory, how about this? I'll have Amory, since she's not here, we really need her playing keyboards on this, so I'll have her put her keyboard part in later.
There you go.
So she's really bummed out she can't play this song.
She posted on Facebook
who requested this Bangy Conkers song? Yeah.
She's sad. You're checking Facebook.
But she put it on. What'd she say?
She said, missing all the fun with a sad face.
Oh.
Aww.
So I put a sad owl.
She thinks this is fun? That's nice. I thought she hated this.
We learn things from Facebook.
We learn what our partner is feeling from Facebook.
Did you ever see, this is completely off topic, but there was like a special on like CNBC or something like that where like they were talking about like Google and like searches and stuff. And they said like, people will tell Google things that they will not tell even like their closest confidant.
Yeah.
And like they were showing like a Google feed, like a search feed of somebody, and it's by IP address, and it was like vacation destinations, anal warts. Why do my ears hurt all the time? You know?
Wait, that's my favorite thing to do is just start typing a sentence on Google. I'm not even kidding. It's like if you type in what is or how. It doesn't matter. It will finish it for you. Well, and it's so sad.
I look at Phil. I know exactly what he's going to say. I know exactly what he's going to say.
Stay away from my fucking computer. Do not go on my Google.
Dude,
do not
private browsing. What the hell's wrong with
my phone? It's my computer. Seriously. I will not private browse.
Phil proves that there's Google a porno site for every letter of the alphabet and every number and every punctuation mark.
There's a Facebook thing, though. It's not a Facebook thing. A search thing that's very weird. Our friend Adam told us about it, and it's very weird. If you type in the name of any woman celebrity and like let the search engine finish, the first thing that comes up is feet.
Feet. I was going to say that. Yeah.
Weird.
I never got the feet thing, but yeah. I guess some people
who
really
fucking likes feet.
It's like the number one.
Yeah, yeah, it's real weird, guys. totally weird. Yeah,
don't look.
I'm not offended to that.
All right, so
he's on 5x5.com.
So okay, so who? What Eskimo song is this? And who requested it, Jarrett?
It was. I said it earlier, and you told me I was wrong. This is Frankie Italiano,
right?
Which just that you're telling me my name sounds made up.
Frankie's an excellent bass player, and
sounds like a fake made up.
Wait, he's a real guy. He's
a real person.
He's a real person.
That's his legitimate name.
Yeah,
it sounds like when you're.
I don't even know
like,
if he's Italian. But anyway,
no, it sounds like when you're in like Freeport, Iowa, and you like go to get like Italian food, and it's like, welcome to Frankie Italiano.
That's like if Jared's
just, like,
name was
noodles
Muck
and
Jew.
Ketchup. Muck Jew. Yes, this is true.
Okay, no, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have to figure out a way to express shaking my head at you for the podcast.
Oh, wait.
Use the slide whistle.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so yes, this was by Frankie Italiano, which you said is a real person. I don't believe it, but of course
what if
I looked.
Has fake names that he's using.
Oh my God!
My
God.
Dogs.
Can I tell you something?
Wait, does this show even exist?
No, let me tell you. Let me tell you.
This is all staged.
If I was going to pick a song with a fake name, it would be this song. Because this song is one of my favorite songs.
It's totally Richie.
And it's by a band that you shouldn't cry over because the band is...
Jellyfish?
Jellyfish?
The album is...
Spilled Milk.
You should not know.
Guess which one of us is a professional comedian. Guess.
Wait, guess which one of us
the one who
drunk.
Blows punchlines. There no. he is.
I stand by what I said. You can't cry over jellyfish because
they sting you and you do cry.
And then you have to pee on your leg and then it gets rid of the...
Or have someone else pee on your leg.
Well, guys can pee on their leg. Girls can like splash it over, I guess.
It's a nice way to make friends.
Yeah, except in the morning.
Don't type pee and leg on my laptop.
Why would we have to type it in? No, it's on your favorites bar.
Don't do that.
I grabbed Phil's iPad and then he goes, don't look at what it comes up on the browser. He goes, if you type any letter, something's going to come up. So don't type anything in there.
I can't believe you.
Yeah, so we're not going to cry over jellyfish. And this song is from an album about the sea called Spilt Milk.
Nice. And this song is joining a fan club. This is Band Geek Conquers.
Song is a great... For people don't know, like, because you introduced me to this band, this is one of those bands that like totally existed but did not get like popular in the 90s.
This is the great tragedy of music, this band. Okay. This is a band that came out in the early 90s called Jellyfish. And I was alive in the early 90s and listening to music and buying records, and I was not aware that this band existed. And if someone came to me in 1993 and said, here's this album, it would have knocked me off my ass because it was exactly what I was listening to at the time. I was listening to, like, you know, the Beatles and Queen at that point. And if someone gave me, I'm not saying that they're ripping off Beatles and Queen, but it's like, it's quality music like Beatles and Queen. You know what I mean? I mean, there's some influences, but it's totally their own thing. And but also with the whole kind of almost like hippy dippy sort of 90s thing, like the happiness before grunge kind of destroyed that. You know what I mean? But it was just, it's so great. And I was completely not aware of it until 10 years later or so when Andy and I were recording our CD of like power pop stuff. Because we were really into Squeeze and like Fountains of Wayne and stuff like that. And someone heard our songs and said, oh, you sound like Jellyfish. And it was like one of those things like, who's Jellyfish?
Right.
And then we went out and we got Spilt Milk, this album. And me and Andy went, holy shit. Like, this album is perfect beginning to end. And not only is it perfect compositionally, it's played perfect, sung perfectly, and engineered and mixed perfectly.
You're setting the bar way too high for Band Geek Conquers.
Most amazing thing your ear will ever hear. This might be the hardest song we'll ever do on this.
The disclaimer is we're going to just listen to the original.
So the song is actually like recorded like a semitone down, right?
Yeah, well, it's all analog.
Like a quarter tone, actually, a quarter tone.
If there's an interview on YouTube with Andy Sturmer. It's like a 6-part interview. It's wonderful. I really suggest you listen to it if you like Jellyfish. But the thing is, this is probably one of the greatest bands and the greatest albums I've ever heard. And I was completely unaware of it when it came out because like someone's dog ate their homework when it came to promoting it.
But there's something fun about that when you like with an album or a song or a movie or something like that that you didn't know existed like in the in that time period, and finding it later just is so much fun because you're like, oh my god, like this is amazing. I think you can appreciate it more.
Yeah.
If you don't know what we're talking about, go and get this album.
But in general, the
sad thing about it to me is that here's a band that had a record deal who made one of the greatest albums ever, and no one gave a shit. And that's just really sad to me. It's like I guess making good quality stuff doesn't matter. And you know, and I feel like, you know, that's, I mean, this is for another time, but I want to say something really, if there's any kids listening, if you like something, if you really like a band, the only way for you to let them know that you like them is if you buy their stuff. I know, like, you don't have money and it's easy to just go on YouTube and listen to something, but the only way you can make a difference and changing the kind of shit that gets played on the radio is you vote with your wallet. That's it. That's the only way to do it. If you're not buying stuff, then the bands have no way of knowing you like them, and they have no way of sustaining themselves. I mean, not that the 39 cents they're going to get from the download that you just bought is going to make a huge financial difference, but the number makes a difference. When they say, "Oh, we sold this many copies or this many downloads," they know that you like them. So if you, and I'm not saying don't steal music. I'm saying if you want your favorite band to keep making music, you have to let them know that you're listening to them.
Go see them play.
Yeah, go see them play.
That's the thing.
Go see them play. Live. No, go see them play and buy their album. If you like something, buy it. It's the way you can vote, and that your dollar will make a difference. It really will.
I mean, but don't they keep track like now of like, it sounds stupid, like they keep track of like pirated stuff. Like,
well, on YouTube, like, it's ad supported, but it, I mean, still like. That it gets funneled down so much, and you don't. It's not like you're directly paying the artist. When you buy something, you're paying the artist. You know what I mean? Especially now, because so many of these indie bands that people like, they're making them stuff. Their stuff without a record label. Like right. The money goes to them, and a cut goes to whoever's distributing it, like iTunes or Amazon or whatever.
But difference between now and then, though, like even though it was only like 15, 20 years ago, it's like the. If you want to make an album, you can make an album in your home, you know, with your laptop, you know, and put it out somewhere, and you know, and people can buy it if they're interested in it.
Right.
20 years ago, people weren't going to freaking Sam Goody and going, you know what I mean?
Said Sam Goody.
No, I know, but you know what I mean? Like they weren't going to fucking Sam Goody or you know something like that, and like they were skipping over it. So then it's just like, okay, then Jellyfish shouldn't make any more albums.
Yeah. Well, the reason I'm saying this is partially as like a public service, but also it's very selfish of me. I want everybody to go out and buy Spilt Milk so Jellyfish can see how many sales they got, and they can do a reunion, and I can go see them because I missed them in '93 because I was 13. So Jellyfish, I'm telling people to buy your CD. You can get back together and
come
do and please come to New York or in the area, New Jersey. Jersey, and I'll come see you.
Or just come on the show.
Yeah, or Roger and Andy, if you want to come on. Me and Andy will play any instruments you want. We'll back you up. I'll play bass. Andy play bass. I'll play guitar, and you can play drums, and you can play keyboard, and it'll be so great. We'll be happy. We'll be best buds.
We'll get a pizza.
We'll get a pizza.
Like, do each other's nails.
And we're going to braid each other's hair.
We'll watch movies.
And then we can talk
popcorn.
About all the great things you've been doing, and it'll be so cool. Okay, anyway, here's our tribute to you. But first, should I try to teach this song?
I think it's so.
Let's go over those harmonies. Maybe?
Let's go over the harmonies really quick. All right, let me clean up this sound.
While you're setting up, I'll just say that Richie actually put on Facebook like 2 days ago that it's a requirement for everyone to own Spilt Milk.
Yeah, I want them to get back together. You know what, Andy, you know what? I don't dream big enough, Andy. You're right. I want them to come over to my house. And can Trevor Raven come over too?
Of course.
Okay, so I want Jellyfish and Trevor Raven to come over, and we're gonna have a fun time.
Oh, we're gonna make pizza bagels.
Yeah, then we're gonna make oh, wait, no. WWF wrestling characters for them on my video game. And
okay,
yes, that's gonna take forever though.
They're moving farther away.
Okay, the quick story is one day Richie says, "Hey guys, come over, let's play some video games." So we all came over, and it was WWF wrestling, and we spent 5 hours
making
Richie made us stand next to the screen and turn around, and he was making all of our characters, and then we played for like a minute.
Yeah,
and that was it.
Character creation is the game.
To be fair,
they are
the
amazing.
5 hours spent doing that. It is the best thing to watch your friends fighting each other in a wrestling ring, because Richie spent so much time doing it that it looks like
and then,
fighting. It's so funny.
But before the game, while he's making the characters, we were actually fighting because we're like, hey, my hips aren't that wide. What are you doing there?
We had, Jared, since you weren't racist today, I'll pick up the slack for you.
Nice.
We had one of our friends we were making one of those characters for, and she's Asian, and so we made every single part of her body except for her eyes, because like we just didn't know to handle it because we're all white, stupid white people. So we get to her eyes, and we start slanting them a little bit, and she goes, "Hey, my eyes don't look like that." I was like, "You're Chinese." I was like, how am I supposed to make your eyes? She goes, "They don't look like that." I was like, here's the controller. Make your eyes however you want. I apologize for being, you know, racially insensitive.
So. And then when she left, you slanted.
I slanted the fuck out of those eyes. Anyway, so... Okay, if you want to, okay, we're all talking about inside shit, but it's really not because I'm an asshole and I put this on YouTube. So if you want to, if you go on my YouTube channel, there's a video of me. I made every person in BOC and we're having a six-way match as me, Buck, Eric, Rudy, and Danny. And we're all fighting a six-way match. Danny looks like a pirate. Oh, guess what? Danny's coming on the show.
Wait, when?
He said he's going to be home in April, so he's coming on the show. I'm very excited about it. Danny Miranda is the former bass player in Blue Oyster Cult and the current bass player in Meatloaf.
And also played...
He was also in a band called Queen. Okay, so let's move. Oh, we're going very, very long on this. Okay, who gives a shit? All right, so...
Let's do the harmonies and then we'll...
What?
Is Danny coming here?
He's coming here.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so, okay. This song is a... like four keys. It starts off at C sharp. All right, I'll go through it real quick, guys. All right, C sharp, G minor, F sharp minor, B, C sharp. There's the verse, okay? I'm gonna go through this fast. Mm-hmm. Chorus, E, E7th with a G sharp in the bass.
First inversion.
Yeah, first inversion again. A, D7th again. And then it goes down like an A major scale. Now we go to secondary dominant, which is the G sharp, then C sharp minor, F sharp, A, E, C, D, then the riff. That's another verse. Okay, there's a shake that Woody part, that's D to A.
With some time changes.
Yeah, it goes three to four. And then E. All right, solo section. I'm sorry I'm going through this fast. Pause it, learn it, and jam with us. F sharp minor, D major, A. Does that a few times. Then we have F sharp minor, D, A, B, D, E, E flat diminished. Then we have a crawl down. All right, now chorus. Up a half step. Yay! F. F seventh with an A in the bass. B flat. E flat seventh. Same thing. Crawl down from E flat. A seventh. D minor. G. B flat. F. D flat. E flat. F. Okay? There's the song. Let's practice these harmonies really quick because these are going to screw us.
I like the way you said, rewind and you could learn it. But when you're on your iPhone and you go to scroll back and this is like an hour long, it's like you're going to go back to like our first song.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Sorry, guys. All right. Anyway. Okay. Harmonies. I'm joining a fan club with my band. All right. Now, I'm not going to sing the t-shirts 8x10s because I have to do the overlap. You look so dreamy. So t-shirts 8x10s. Who wants to sing the high part?
I guess I'll sing it.
All right, yeah, and he's got a high voice. T-shirts and 8x10s.
T-shirts and 8x10s.
So you have to sing it like a South Park character.
And way fast. All right.
Jarrett, because everything distracts you from what you're supposed to sing.
Shut up.
And you're an excellent harmony singer. Sing the melody. T-shirts and
8x10s. T-shirts and 8x10s.
Yeah, Phil... if you could sing, can you sing your bass line?
T-shirts and 8x10s.
So let's try it together. 1, 2, 3, 4.
T-shirts and 8x10s.
Yeah.
I missed one note.
Want to do it again?
Yeah.
3, 4.
T-shirts and 8x10s.
That was awesome. 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 That was awesome. That was awesome. Okay.
You're shorting it.
Oh, God. It's so late.
Okay, picking up a fallen star. Can you do the melody there?
Picking up a fallen star.
And I'll do the picking up a fallen star. And Andy, can you go
picking up a fallen star?
Want to try it? 3, 4.
Picking up a fallen star.
Yeah, good. All right, let's do it.
All right.
Here we go.
What about that one part?
Oh, pray?
Yeah.
Oh, pray.
If you wanna go to heaven, all you gotta. Alright, I'll do the. Can you do that? If you wanna go to heaven, all you gotta do is.
Was it pay to pray?
Yeah, but can you do the whole line?
Yeah, yeah, but that's it.
If you wanna go to heaven,
if you wanna go to heaven, all you gotta do is pay to pray.
And
pray.
Alright, so
if you wanna go to heaven, all you gotta do is pay to pray.
Pray. Good. Alright, let's do this. Here we go.
That's awesome. One, two, three, four.
She turned the night light on and blew him a kiss. Stared back through his green Crayola eyes. She traced his likeness from off the back of a disc next to the box top promise of the biggest prize. Joining a fan club with my friends, filling our bathtubs with t-shirts in 8x10.
But let's leave it because I can't sing that again.
That was awesome.
We'll save the better version for when Jellyfish actually comes over.
Yeah. So okay, in closing, Roger and Andy, if you're listening, we really need your help to do this. We'll play whatever parts you want. I'll play triangle. I don't care what part you want me to play. Please come over. Everybody, thank you very much for listening to the Band Geek Podcast. We'll see you next time.